Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll in the terrorist attack at a Moscow concert hall has now increased to 133, say Russian authorities. Four gunmen stormed the Moscow venue with automatic weapons. They started shooting. This witness through a translator.
We ran out of the building via fire exit and came to the central entrance. We saw a fire in the Crocus Hall roof. When we went near one of the buildings, we saw a lot of dead bodies inside.
ISIS claims responsibility. The Senate passed and the president signed an overdue bill that averts a government shutdown. The $1.2 trillion deal funds about 70% of the government. Flowers being left at London's Kensington Palace a day after Princess Catherine announced in an emotional video that she's being treated for cancer, calling the diagnosis, quote, a huge shock. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stood along a long line of waiting trucks today at the Gaza-Egypt border, declaring it was time to truly flood Gaza with life-saving aid, calling for a ceasefire. This is ABC News. A Philadelphia man who served more than four decades in prison for murder he says he didn't commit is free. He's been returning to court trying to prove he's innocent again. Philadelphia's district attorney is not convinced that William Franklin did not commit the crime and appealed the judge's decision.
William Franklin was released from prison earlier this month, his conviction vacated in a North Philadelphia murder after he served 44 years. His grandson, Stephen Crawford Jr., says his family is making up for lost time.
To have him in my house, that's one, you know, it's surreal. Every time I walk through the door, it's like, oh my God.
But Williams is still trying to prove he didn't commit the crime, even though a witness from the original case says he was coerced by investigators to wrongly implicate Franklin. The 77-year-old remains under house arrest until his new case plays out. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
No big winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing, so Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot now estimated at $1.1 billion. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News on a Saturday is next. It is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight calls for 25 for a low, a 50% chance of light snow or flurries by midnight, a half inch or so possible. For Sunday, blustery with areas of snow likely, then turning to scattered rain showers later in the day, an additional dusting to an inch of snow possible, and a high Sunday of 41. In Richland Center, we are currently at our daytime high. It is 40 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-7000. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. A Darlington man has been sentenced after nearly 200 dead goats were found on a southwest Wisconsin farm he oversaw. Kyle Lincecum will serve 15 years in prison and another 9 years in jail after he pleaded guilty in December to several animal abuse charges, including intentionally failing to provide food for an animal and intentionally not disposing of carcasses. The charges came after the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office got a call from the farm service agency in March of last year about the dead goats on a farm in Seymour Township. Lincecum also was ordered to pay the victim of his actions more than $240,000 in restitution. Lincecum's wife, Stephanie, was sentenced in January to 18 months in jail and 5 years probation on similar charges to her husband. Also a reminder, the countywide burn ban for Vernon County is still in effect per the fire chiefs in the county. Although there was some snow and more rain predicted in the near future, conditions do remain dry across the entire WRCO listening area. When the ban in Vernon County does get lifted, communication will go out. A mind-blowing musical experience returns to Richland Center tonight as Symphony on the Rocks hits the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy a fusion of classical melodies and rock. The show will include the best of classic rock, featuring hit music from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Doors will open at 6, with refreshments available for purchase. The performance will start at 7, and cost of admission to tonight's show at the auditorium is $35. A one-vehicle rollover crash sent one person to the hospital Tuesday morning around 8:45. The Grand County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash in the township of Woodman. After a brief investigation, it was determined that Christian Bendel, 23, of Prairie du Chien, was traveling west on County Road C when he crested a hill and was approaching a left-hand curve. Bendel actually stated he entered the curve at too high of a rate of speed and lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle entered the ditch on the north side of the roadway before Bendel overcorrected, and the vehicle shot across both lanes of travel and entered the ditch on the south side of the roadway, striking a fence and then rolling approximately 1.5 times before it came to rest on its driver's side, facing back to the north. Bendel did not report any injuries, but a female passenger was transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Bendel was cited for operating without valid insurance. Two Rivers police have spent over half of this year's overtime budget in the last 4 weeks as the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu continues. Two Rivers City Council approved an amendment to their city budget to make sure that contingency funds will be available to cover these costs. The money to cover any shortages will come from multiple sources, including public works, recreation, and other funds. Elijah was reported missing a month ago on February 20th. A La Crosse man was arrested following a high-speed chase earlier this week. According to law enforcement authorities, officers reportedly attempted to stop a vehicle with no license plates on Monday around 10 p.m. The driver, 50-year-old Randy Russell Jr., then allegedly did not stop the car, leading to the chase before he got out of his vehicle and ran into the woods on foot. He was soon after taken into custody. According to Holman police, Russell has 10 open cases against him and was out on 7 bonds. Wisconsin's child care industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin child care centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
I haven't run across any that feel comfortable that they're going to still be in business once this is done. And you think about that. It'll be a catastrophe in the state of Wisconsin. This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
Evers tells Civic Media's Empowered Caregiver this weekend that businesses depend on workers who depend on child care. A Wisconsin museum and a historical group are launching a search for the wreckage of ace pilot Richard Bong's plane. Minnesota Public Radio reports that Richard I. Bong, Veterans Historical Center in Superior, and the nonprofit World War II Historical Preservation Group, Pacific Rex, announced the search on Friday. Bong, who grew up in Poplar, is credited with shooting down 40 Japanese aircraft. Another pilot was flying the plane, nicknamed Marge, in honor of Bong's girlfriend, Marjorie Vandendal, in 1944 when it crashed in what is now known as New Guinea. Pacific Rex founder Justin Talon plans to lead the search for the wreckage beginning in the month of May. A Wisconsin utility is requesting state funding. WISN reports that We Energies has filed a special $25 million request with the State Public Service Commission. A utility spokesperson says We Energies wants to step up clearing branches and trees from around power lines, one of the major causes for outages in this winter's major snowstorm. The Citizens Utility Board is objecting to the plan, saying We Energies ought to have this sort of funding in its own budget, rather than asking the state for money. Bellin and Gunderson Health System received the 2024 Advocacy All-Star Award at Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual Advocacy Day on March 20th, attended by more than 700 hospital advocates. Presented by Carrie Hofer, WHA Vice President of External Affairs, the award recognizes one hospital or healthcare system that exemplifies a dedication to grassroots advocacy. Dr. Scott Rathgaber, CEO of Bellin and Gunderson Health System, accepted the award on behalf of the organization. And a federal judge has temporarily blocked plans to build a high-voltage power line across a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative are building a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. About a mile of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. A coalition of conservation groups sued in federal court earlier this month to stop the line, alleging federal officials didn't follow proper procedures when they gave the utilities permission to build in the refuge. U.S. District Judge William Conley issued a preliminary injunction blocking construction on Thursday and extended the order indefinitely on Friday morning.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Here are today's vital statistics. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11:30. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman. Roger Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died on March 12th at his home. Funeral services will be held on Thursday, March 28th at 11 at P. Haw Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery at Yuba. Friends may call at the P. Haw Funeral Home on Thursday from 10 until the service time at 11. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. A private family service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it looks like some sloppy weather to move across Wisconsin and surrounding areas over the next 36 hours, thanks to a low pressure system currently in Colorado tracking northeast. This should bring us some snow showers later tonight, could leave us with a little coating by early tomorrow morning, so keep that in mind for traveling. But the heavier snow is likely to develop Sunday across portions of northwest Iowa, southern and eastern Minnesota, through much of western and northern Wisconsin. In upper Michigan, that whole strip could see something like 4 to 12 inches of heavy wet snow. Around here, any snow showers should turn to rain showers tomorrow afternoon as warmer air comes in. It will be quite breezy as well. Quite a bit warmer on Monday with more rain. We could be looking at a good half inch to an inch of rain through Monday night. Possibly even some scattered thunderstorms Monday afternoon or evening. Some of those could be on the strong side, especially in the southern portion of the area. Behind that, some colder air will surge back in by Tuesday afternoon, potentially changing things back to some snow showers. So the details now for tonight. Generally cloudy skies developing with a 50% chance of light snow or flurries by midnight. Maybe a half inch or so of accumulation, low in the mid-20s. East-southeast wind up to 10. Tomorrow blustery with areas of snow likely, then turning to scattered rain showers later in the day. And additional dusting to an inch of snow possible, high at 41. East-southeast wind 15 to 25. Sunday night breezy with off and on rain, low at 33. Monday mainly cloudy and much warmer. Rain likely at times, possibly a few thunderstorms, with high in the mid-50s. Tuesday mainly cloudy, scattered rain turning to snow showers in the afternoon as temperatures drop. Light slushy accumulations are possible. Low 37 with highs in the mid-40s. Wednesday partly sunny and breezy, high 39. Thursday some sunshine, high 48. The next chance of rain coming in on Friday. Be sure to stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 38 degrees with partly sunny conditions. Yesterday's high was 35. We did pick up an inch and a half of snow yesterday. The high today has been 40 after a low of 19. Record high for March 23rd, 1938. We got up to 73 degrees. 1883, the record low goes back to that year, 5 degrees below zero. Last year's high was 46 and the low 28. Sunset will happen at 7:17 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock straight up. The air right now moving around a little bit from the west, around 4 miles per hour. Barometer is down a bit at 30.22. And no precipitation today. With some hazy sunshine, it is 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Don't forget to vote. Elections are on April 2nd. This is Elvin J. Christensen, lifetime resident of the Village of Lone Rock, and I am asking for your support on April 2nd. Having served the country and state of Wisconsin for over 20 years with the Wisconsin National Guard and stepping up once again to serve our community for a better future, vote Elvin J. Christensen for Lone Rock Village Trustee on April 2nd. Your vote truly does matter.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. and Ferrellgas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Ferrellgas today.
Cashton was the host school. It was hosted by UW Lacrosse as well today, an indoor track meet that involved several area teams and teams from across the state. The number one team in boys rankings today at the end of the meet was Kickapoo Lafarge. They won the tournament. Arcadia was second, Bangor third, Boscobel fourth, and Edgar fifth in the early season tournament. Also, Riverdale was ninth, and Ithaca Weston tied for 10th out of the 22 teams that placed. Also, in the girls' side of things, Westby was the top team. Kickapoo Lafarge was runner-up, followed by Cochrane Fountain City, Luther, and Bangor. Ithaca Weston's girls' team finished 9th, Riverdale 11th, and Boscobel 12th overall out of the 19 teams that placed. Elsewhere in sports, Gonzaga played a nearly perfect second half, busting open a back-and-forth game with a 15-0 run to pull away from Kansas for an 89-68 win and extend its nation-best streak of trips to the Sweet 16 to 9. Anton Watson shot 8 for 11 for a total of 21 points on an afternoon when basically everyone in a Navy jersey was a star, especially after halftime. The fifth-seeded Zags made their first 5 3-pointers of the second half, not missing from long range until less than 2 minutes remained, and the game had long been extended into garbage time. Terrence Edwards Jr. scored 14, and James Madison pulled off the first 12-5 upset of the NCAA tournament over Wisconsin last night, 72-61. The 12th-seeded Dukes will face 4th-seed Duke on Sunday in the second round of the South Regional in Brooklyn, where the JMU fans made themselves right at home. The Dukes, who had not been in the tournament since 2013, are into the second round for the first time since 1983. Max Klesmet kept 5th place Wisconsin in the Badgers within striking distance with 18 second half points. The Badgers never really fully got on board last night. Caleb Love scored 19, and second-seeded Arizona reached the Sweet 16 for the second time in 3 seasons, beating number 7 seed Dayton 78-68 in the second round of the NCAA tournament today. The Wildcats will face either the West Region's number 6 seed Clemson or 3rd-seeded Baylor in Los Angeles on Thursday night. Arizona also reached a regional semifinal in 2022 in coach Tommy Lloyd's first season. Another year without a perfect NCAA tournament bracket. 3 people picked the first 28 games correctly in ESPN's contest, but all 3 got knocked out of the competition when James Madison beat Wisconsin on Friday night. Long shots Yale, Oakland, and Duquesne also did some damage on the tournament's second day. Only 1,825 perfect brackets survived Thursday's games in ESPN's tournament challenge. The odds of picking a perfect bracket at random are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. A record 22 million brackets were entered in ESPN's contest. One person had the distinction of predicting every single winner incorrectly until Colorado squeaked past Florida 102-100. Elsewhere, Kirsten Sims and Vivian Jungles scored the opening 2 goals, and defending champion Wisconsin advanced to the Women's Ice Hockey Championship game for the second straight season after a 3-1 victory over Colgate in the Frozen Four. The win by Wisconsin sets up a rematch of the 23 title game on Sunday with top seed Ohio State. The Badgers are seeking to become the first team to win back-to-back titles since Clarkson in 2018, and notch the program's 8th championship. The Packers have boosted their special teams by re-signing linebacker Eric Wilson. The 29-year-old Wilson had 13 special teams tackles in 2022 and 11 more last year to lead the Packers in each of those seasons. He also had 24 tackles on defense last season. He made a critical fumble recovery at the end of teammate Keyshawn Nixon's 73-yard punt return during the Packers' 24-21 divisional loss at San Francisco. Wilson previously played for the Vikings, Eagles, and the Texans. Currently, the Brewers are leading the bottom of the 8th inning over the Cubs in exhibition baseball. That score is 6-2. Just a couple of more games remain in the spring season for the Brewers. The real deal comes up on Thursday March 28th. And that is an update on Saturday sports. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
Today's Backtracking Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy. Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Tonight, we'll be going back to the waning days of March, and we'll figure out what some of the top songs were, some of the top stories as well, during the backtracking era of the 70s and 80s. We kick it off this time with a song that was number one this weekend in 1989. For the Bangles, this is Eternal Flame.
stand. Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame?
In the open, darling, do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? Close your eyes, give me
your hand,
darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming?
An eternal flame.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you
and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, a relatively new group on the scene, or duo, in 1977 with a number one song called Rich Girl. The Backtrack and Show here on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee with you as our Retro Saturday continues. Leading up to those were the days. This is our pregame show for our Saturday night get-together. We jump ahead in the time tunnel 1 year to 1978. And the Brothers Gibb were dominating the pop charts in a run that rivaled the Beatles in their heyday. This weekend, the Bee Gees accounted for 4 of the top 5 singles. The tune Night Fever was number 1. Little Brother Andy's Love is Thicker Than Water was number 2. And fellow Australian Samantha Sang's Emotion would go gold. That was written by the Brothers Gibb, and the hits just kept on coming. Yvonne Elliman soon reached the top spot with another Gibb song, If I Can't Have You. And come summertime, Frankie Valli joined the party with the Bee Gees' written song, Grease. It was a decade since they had started with a song called New York Mining Disaster 1941. And their next album, called Spirits Having Flown, would score 3 more chart-topping hits. We're going to play for you the number one song this weekend in 1978. It belonged to, yes, you guessed it, the Bee Gees from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. This is Night Fever. WRCO Radio. How about we give little brother Andy some props as well? The number two record in 1978 this weekend.
Tracking WRCO.
find out she don't care at all. She'll leave me crying in the end, wandering through the afterglow. But I can't leave her while I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm praying for.
Backtracking songs with a slice of the chart from 1978. Andy Gibb, a lot of folks always thought he was in the Bee Gees and just did some solo records, but no, never officially in the trio of the Bee Gees, but put out a lot of great records in the late 70s and 1980s on WRCO Radio.
In like a lion, out like a lamb. That's what we often say about the month of March, but this year, March weather seems to be more like coming in as a lamb. We've had some beautiful days, even though a few have been on the nippy side. But in like a lion, out like a lamb also describes the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to redeem a lost world to the Father, but oftentimes he came across as a roaring lion rebuking the sinful religious leaders. As we have entered into the time of Lenten and approach the days of Palm Sunday and Easter, we're reminded that Jesus went out like a lamb. The Bible refers to Jesus as the Lamb of God, and as a lamb is silent when having its wool sheared, so too Jesus was silent before those who ridiculed, rebuked, and mocked him, even putting him to death on the cross. The Bible tells us that Jesus was the Lamb who was slain for our sin. In love, God created mankind in his image, but mankind disobeyed and walked away from God. In the end, however, God sent his own son Jesus to be the sacrificial lamb to pay the atonement price for us, and for that we could give thanks and choose to serve Christ. I would encourage you to attend churches this Palm Sunday and Easter, and if you don't have a church home, come join us in worship at 10:30 each Sunday morning at Richland Center Free Methodist Church at the corner of Park and Kinder. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. We hope you're having a great weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Overnight lows around 25. Could be a little bit of light snow by midnight or so. Right now we're down just one from the daytime high. It is 39. The Backtrackin' Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. We hope you're ready to dance. We go back to the year of 1975 when a trio was making a big comeback. In the early 1960s, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells had a couple of minor hits, but they would have their biggest hit in 1975, just weeks after Mardi Gras. We take you to New Orleans with a number one from 75.
Backtracking! WRCO!
Yeah.
spotlight dance from the movie Footloose. And that song from Kenny Loggins was number one this weekend in 1984. And that helped him be known as the soundtrack king. He had at least three number ones from soundtracks through the years. But the Footloose soundtrack was not like any other at that time. It was the soundtrack described as the soundtrack of the entire decade of the 1980s. And quite a phenomenon it is. So we'll play one more from that soundtrack as we leave you with this portion of the Backtracking Show. And it's this week, See If You Remember, from a lady that had a hit called Personally, which was out a couple of years before that. We're going to play this one from the Footloose soundtrack from Carla Bonoff. It's called Somebody's Eyes. Our Backtrack and See If You Remember, Carla Bonoff and Somebody's Eyes from Footloose, which starred Kevin Bacon, Laurie Singer, Diane Wiest, and John Lithgow. That's it for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Thank you so much for joining us. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's record research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Stay tuned for more outstanding music coming up on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1283.